At the Beringer Ingelheim Swine Health Seminar, I'm visiting with Lori Henke with National Pork Producers Council. And Lori, you just talked to the group here about trade policy and what that means and what's going on as it relates especially to the pork industry. Let's just kind of talk about some of those points that you made here. Probably of most interest to this group, or what are the opportunities and what's going on in this area right now?
Great. Appreciate the opportunity to speak here at this meeting. The opportunities of the pork industry are really the ability to continue to export. The growth opportunity is the ability to access these markets, reduce the barriers to trade, with China being the largest potential market for the U.S. pork industry. We also have challenges in pretty much every country around the world, but we are selling to over 100 different countries at any given time. Japan continues to be an excellent value market and volume market for us. Number one, value. Number two, volume. Mexico, number one, volume. We sell a lot of hams down in that market for further processing. And so we have those countries that continue to be solid performers for our exports, and then others where we're trying to reduce those barriers to trade to sell more pork.
What kind of barriers do you run into? I know whether it's, say, Russia or you mentioned China, for example, which could be a huge market. What are the types of things that, like with NPPC, that you're working on to try to open those up?
Sure. One of the barriers that we're facing right now is one that is very archaic and one where we've had some success in terms of Colombia. That is the requirement for Turkana risk mitigation. That requires that pork first be either tested or frozen to a certain time temperature requirement in order to access that market. And by lifting that barrier, we remove the additional cost of the testing and are able to export more fresh chilled product, which is a higher value product, into these markets, and remove that time temperature requirement, so that eases up the cold chain for moving product quicker out of cold storage if needed. Another barrier to trade that we face is the ban on the use of ractopamine in pork production and pork going into countries such as EU, China, Thailand, and Taiwan. We were very successful at the Codex Alimentarius this summer in achieving an international standard, and we look forward to working with these countries to remove this particular barrier to trade.
So what would be the biggest opportunity that you see as we look ahead in order to help grow our exports?
The biggest opportunity to grow our exports would be the removal of these barriers, specifically looking at the Asia-Pacific region. That's why we're so excited about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Currently, it includes 9 countries, including the United States. Canada and Mexico have been invited to join, and Japan is contemplating joining. We have been very active in supporting potential Japan inclusion into the TPP and look forward to them becoming part of that group of countries and growing the number of countries in the TPP.
I guess I'll just ask in conclusion here, what would be like the key thing you wanted these folks to come away from your presentation learning or knowing?
The key thing I'd like them to come away knowing is that the potential and the future of the pork industry is in the ability to export. And it takes, and these things don't just happen. It takes a tremendous amount of coordination and effort, creating leverage for your issue and making sure that you have the science to back up what you are proposing other countries to do, and to work collectively with the administration and other actors to move your issues forward.
Well, thank you so much for visiting with me here. We're at the Beringer Ingelheim Swine Health Seminar. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.